tree blown down across the road, and you had to get it out of the way. And it was a real big, heavy tree. And you might attach a chain to it and pull on the chain and do what with the tree?
All right, drag it away.
Okay. And if you did that yesterday and you were going to use the same word for it, you might say, yesterday we did what with that tree?
Dragged.
Okay. And you might say, again with the same word, you might say, we have quite a few of trees, those trees.
We have. Now what?
Just use the same...
Drag.
Okay. Would you say the whole sentence for me? We have...
Dragged several trees?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was... What do you do when you break... What do you say that you're doing when you break the ground in the spring?
Plow.
Okay. And after you've plowed, they used to go back and break up the ground finer with another tool. Do you know what they called that?
I just don't know, unless it's to cultivate the land.
In that bar that the wheels of a car fit onto, or the wheels of a wagon, either one?
Is it an axle?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across if you're going to chop it up in stove lengths?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call an A-shaped frame that you lay boards across to make a table, like for a church dinner if you're going to have a bunch of people?
I don't know much about things like that.
Okay. You fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor with a leather
bag. Bag. Is that,
you know how the barbers used to have this thing that they pull out beside the barber chair? And
razor strap.
Okay. And if you had a revolver, you'd load it with what?
A revolver? Did you? Bullets.
Okay, what's another word for bullets? Let's see. When I was in junior high school, the big deal was a kind of ink pen that you didn't dip it, you know, in...
Ink?
Yeah, you didn't...
Inkwell?
Yeah, you didn't do that. You had a little plastic deal you could put in there instead. Do you know what they called that kind of pen?
Fountain pen?
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that kids play on that's long, and a kid gets on one end and a kid gets on the other and they go up and down like this?
It's called Flying Jenny, those that go around.
Oh, it goes, okay, describe a Flying Jenny for me.
Well, it's put on a post, and then there's a long piece of lumber, and there's a hole in the middle of it, and they put a heavy steel thing through that hole. And then a child gets on either end of this, and it's called a Flying Jenny. They go round and round and round.
Okay. Did they have something to hold on to?
Yes, they have a little board nail, too, that made a sort of a handle for them to hold on to.
Okay. Did you ever see a limber board that was anchored at both ends and the kid could jump up and down on the middle?
Yes.
Did you have a name for that?
I know.
Okay. What about the kind that you see at playgrounds now where it's they've got a board that goes like this and the kids go up and down?
I just don't know.
Okay. If you tie a long rope to a tree limb,